Watershed Voice, community-supported journalism.
Everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It's me, Lane. You've got the podcast back. It's another week, actually another 2 weeks. We're going to talk a little bit about that, kind of the shift in the podcast, kind of where we're going. We're going to talk some news stories, some MSU Michigan basketball. We're also going to talk some high school hoops, going to close this puppy down then, and I will go on from there. So really, before I jump in too deep, just some small changes to the podcast, at least for right now. First, if you pay attention to our social media, it is posted that we are going to be recording every other week. Kind of with everything slowing down a little bit and high school sports slowing down, and we're really transitioning now even out of the basketball season into baseball. There's really not a whole lot of sports news going on that's really to cover every week. So we're going to be kind of spacing things out a little bit more. And then the second thing is you're going to be hanging out with me a lot more. Jordan is taking a little bit of a leave from the podcast right now. So we wish Jordan well. So basically your question is, what's podcast going to be from here? So basically what I want to do is I'm going to keep bringing you every other week some information. I'm going to try and bring on some special co-hosts every once in a while, kind of make it a little bit different so you're not listening to my voice all the time. I'm going to try and book some interviews here in the next month or two, and we'll just see how things go. Before we really dive into the nitty-gritty, just wanted to just say thank you guys again for listening into me for another week. If you guys have not yet, please take a look at our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to us on your podcasting sites, whatever they are. That really just helps our algorithm, kind of gets the podcast out a little bit further, and it just helps us out. So help a man out. Help me out. And also just want to say thank you to Watershed Voice. If you guys have not yet, Watershed Voice is the hotspot for community-sponsored journalism. Not only that, but the journalists aren't most of us are not journalists to begin with. I mean, I'm a production planner. I work a 7-to-4 job, and then every once in a great while, I'll write an article for Watershed, and it gets published, and it's kind of a different avenue. So if you're interested in poetry, art, politics, local news, additional podcasts, Watershed Voice is a place to go. The podcasts are free to listen to, so you do not have to pay for that. If you do want to get some articles, I believe Watershed right now is as low as $7 a month. So, I mean, we've talked about it before. Double cheeseburger. Get a couple of those a month. $7. Just saying. What are you doing? So, with that, I'm just going to lead off with the news here. First real breaking news story was from a couple days ago. The Detroit Pistons released Blake Griffin, and now Blake Griffin has signed with the Brooklyn Nets. First, I want to say congratulations to Blake. He was the consummate pro with the Detroit Pistons. It just became apparent that this season he wasn't playing up to his potential with his team. There really wasn't a place for him anymore. So the Pistons agreed with him for a buyout. I think it's a great thing for him if he wants to chase a ring. I think Brooklyn with KD, Kyrie, James Harden, and now Blake Griffin, like, holy hell, 2015's got one hell of a team right there, right? Yeah. But no, I think that easily makes the Nets maybe the favorite. I don't think Blake pushes them over, but I think you're going to see a Lakers-Nets final, and I think everybody wants to see that. I think that's going to be a great one. Also, a little minor rumors is that Andre Drummond could get bought out from Cleveland, and if he does that, the Lakers are rumored to sign him. So, I mean, AD, Drummond, and LeBron, oof, that's nasty right there. But we'll cover that when that comes. And then the second breaking news is actually today, NFL, you had to have your franchise tag in place, I believe, by 4 or 5 today. which is Tuesday, and the Lions decided not to franchise tag Kenny Galladay. So Kenny Galladay will now be a free agent, free to choose wherever he wants to play next season. Personally, to me, that pretty much tells me in the draft we're looking at receiver, which if you kind of see where things are shaking out right now, could be Kyle Pitts, could be Jamar Chase, could be Waddle or Devonta Smith. So I think those are going to be the four names we're going to be looking at. A lot of Lions fans out there see tight end Kyle Pitts. They kind of groan because he's listed as tight end, but dude's an absolute freak of nature. Very reminiscent of a DK Metcalf, Calvin Johnson-esque player, just the athleticism with the size. So we'll see what goes. I wouldn't be disappointed with any of those four receivers I've named ending up in Detroit. And as for Kenny, man, I could see Kenny. If I were putting an estimate out there, I say either the Eagles or the Redskins, or not the Redskins, but the football team signs him this offseason. So you heard it here first. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and transition right into the college basketball news for the past weekend. Michigan State and Michigan both played each other. Michigan State had a pretty nice win to close out the week against number two Michigan. And you look at the Michigan State team, they're the only team right now in the nation that has three wins against top five teams. Closest other teams are 19 of them with one. And those three wins are against, of course, Illinois, Ohio State, and Michigan, I believe in a two-week span. So the question then becomes for Michigan State is, does Michigan State get in to the tournament? Personally, I think they do. After those three victories, I think they were on the bubble. I think this kind of pushes them over that. I could see them maybe being a 7-9 seed coming up next weekend with Selection Sunday. Of course, it all depends on tomorrow where the Big Ten tournament plays out, how it plays out. I still think Michigan is obviously the favorite. Michigan dropped two games this past week, one to Illinois in a pretty poor fashion, and then to Michigan State on the road. And if you're a Michigan fan, you want to get those kind of games out of your way now, obviously. Especially with the big dance coming up, you know you're probably going to be a number one seed. And you have a chance really to run the table, dependent on what region you're being located in. It's going to be very interesting to see where this Juwan Howard-led team goes. Hunter Dixon's been incredible. Isaiah Livers is great. So I'm very intrigued to see where this Michigan team goes. I would personally put them as one of the favorites to win it all. But like I said, we'll see how the seeding goes, and we'll go from there. I think also Michigan has a great chance of winning the overall Big Ten tournament. Now, it's going to be a little tough because you're going to have Iowa, and you're going to have Illinois, and you got Ohio State probably. You're going to be facing at least one of those teams, maybe two. So it's going to be interesting to see what Juwan Howard can do. I mean, we've seen offensively that team can be absolutely lights out, and we've seen defensively they can be lights out. So I'm intrigued to see where this Michigan team goes. As a Michigan State fan, it pains me to say it, but I think Michigan is one of the best, if not the best team in the nation. I think Jordan and I have talked about it a little bit. It's really split between Gonzaga, Baylor, and Michigan right now. I think those are the top three, and everybody else kind of is falling in line behind them. But I'm excited, man. March Madness is about ready to start. We'll see where that goes. And yeah, I don't know, guys. We'll go from there. So then, really just going to transition to my last piece of the week. It's going to be a shorter podcast this week. There's really not that much to talk about until we really get into March Madness. And I'm just going to cover high school hoops. So I'm going to change it up a little bit. Usually I list every game from like the past 2 weeks and upcoming games over the next week. But what I'm going to do is to condense it, kind of make it a little more interesting for everybody, a little less dense, is I'm going to pick one game from the past 2 weeks that a team's played, and then one game upcoming that could be big for the schools. So without further ado, let me go ahead and start off with the Burr Oak. Currently sitting 9-2. Very good season for them so far. On the first, they played Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy, who was 6-4, and they pulled off a pretty sneaky win, 28-25 at home. Then tomorrow, the 10th, they have a nice little test against Pittsburgh, where Pittsburgh comes into Baroque, and it's going to challenge them. So we'll see where the Bobcats end up, and I'm pulling for a Baroque win here. Next one is a very familiar team to our podcast, is the Centerville Bulldogs. It's currently sitting 5-1. An impressive victory on the 23rd went on the road to Cassopolis, they lost on the road to Cassopolis, their lone loss of the season, 48-51. Now, Cassopolis is 5-3, very good team, always pushing for a conference title every year. So it kind of, to me, looks like kind of like Centerville, Cassopolis, Marcellus are all kind of jumbled at the top, fighting it out for that top spot. And then this upcoming, actually tonight, Centerville goes on the road to Bloomingdale, who is 2-6. So Centerville may be looking to build a resume heading into to districts. Next team is the Colon Magi, another familiar team on the podcast. Colon squeaked out a very close win against Marcellus Howardsville Christian, an 8-3 squad that put Colon to 6-3. Then this week on the 12th, they have Bellevue, who is 5-2, coming into town. So Colon, between eight-man football and girls basketball and men's basketball, man, they've got some athletes in this junior senior class. So I'm excited to see where they continue to go. Next, I have Constantine sitting at 2-8. Really a rough sledding for Constantine this year. They're usually a pretty good basketball school, and I think with COVID and everything going on, it's just kind of a down year for them. However, on the 25th, they had Dalton Kellogg come into town, and they beat him 41-37. Now, on Friday, they go on the road to play Schoolcraft. Now, Schoolcraft, I believe, is ranked 6th in the state right now. And like Jordan and I have said before, Schoolcraft, is just good at everything. So it would be awesome to see Constantine pull out a huge upset on the road. And we'll see what goes from there. Next team I'm going to talk about is Marcellus Howardsville Christian. As I said, they lost earlier to Colon in overtime. So that was their only other loss. They are currently sitting 8-2. And their only other loss was on the 2nd. They went on the road to Niles Brandywine and lost 63-34. Niles Brandywine is 8-2. But they're going to look to right the ship at a kind of a shaky Eau Claire Beavers team. Eau Claire sitting at 3-5. And Hardsville Christian Eagles play tonight. So we'll see what happens there. Mendon is my next team. Kind of going backwards, sitting at 1-7. I mean, Mendon is really a more of a predominant wrestling school. So, I mean, it's a down year for them, but it's also a COVID year. So we'll see where it goes from there. Mendon on the 2nd, though, went on the road to Bangor, who was 1-6, and beat them for their lone win of the season, 46-41. On the 12th, they actually go on the road to play Bloomingdale at 2-6. So we'll see if Mendon can kind of right the ship before we get into districts. Next team I'll speak on are the Sturgis Trojans. Sturgis went on the road to Pawpaw, who was 7-4, and lost 59-54, which dropped Sturgis to 5-3. Last night they played at home against TR, and I do know TR, our local Wildcats here, beat them in a squeaker of a game, so that would drop Sturgis to at least 5-4. Speaking of which, we have the TR Wildcats. Went on the road on the 1st, lost 48-45 to a heartbreaker to Edwardsburg. Three Rivers currently sits at 6-3. And then this week, they have Hastings coming into town. So we'll see if Three Rivers improve on that 7-3, soon to be hopeful 8-3 record. Lastly, for the boys, just going to speak on White Pigeon. White Pigeon currently sits at 4-2. One of their losses, of which was on the 5th on the road to Centerville, they lost 61-57. On Friday night, they traveled to my alma mater, the Marcellus Wildcats, who are currently sitting at 6-4. And this White Pigeon team seems very indicative of like their football team. They're just a gritty team. So it's going to be interesting to see the shooting prowess of Marcellus against that grittiness of White Pigeon. So that one I expect not to be a high-scoring game. So then I'm going to go ahead and transition into the ladies basketball teams. Baroque currently sitting at 2-8, lost on the road to Jackson Christian, who is currently 5-4, 48-22. And then tonight, Pittsford travels to Burr Oak, who will sit up 2-4. So we'll see if the Burr Oak ladies can turn this puppy around. Next, the Centerville Lady Bulldogs on the 26th went on the road to Marcellus and beat them 37-30. Marcellus Lady Cats always have a good team. So that's a good win for Centerville. They on Thursday night will go on the road to Bangor to face the 2-5 Lady Vikings. One of my personal, I think, early season favorites was the Colon Lady Magi, I guess you would call them. On the 5th, they lost a heartbreaker to an undefeated Athens team, 43-41. That's a pretty good loss. I mean, if there's a loss is a loss, but that's a good loss to have. They will look to right the ship, though, against Bellevue, who currently sits 1-7 on Thursday night. And then we'll go in Constantine Lady Falcons. Pulled off, or actually were upset at home by the K Christian. I can't remember their mascot. Lady Comets, maybe? Comets? Who are currently 6-4. Lost 37-29. And then they look to right the ship on Friday night when they travel to an 8-1 Schoolcraft Lady Eagles team. So that's Constantine boys and girls got a tough schedule this week. So we'll see where they end up. So then we transition to the Marcellus Howardsville Christian Lady Falcons. Or Lady Eagles. And the Lady Eagles squeaked out a win against Athens Factoryville Christian on the 26th to improve the record to 2-7. Tonight, they go on the road to Eau Claire, who has not won a game yet. So we could see the Eagles picking up another win here to better their record for the season. So then we have Mendon Lady Hornets. They won at home against the Hartford Indians, 40-34. Hartford dropped to 6-3. And Saturday, Climax Scotts comes into town to play Mendon. So that'll be a good one, too. The Sturgis Lady Trojans won on the road on the 1st, 23-15, to move the record to 2-7 against Dowagiac. And then tomorrow night, Dowagiac comes back into town. So we'll see if the Lady Trojans could also kind of improve their record here as well. Then our local Lady Cats are currently 7-2. Picked up a big win against a 7-3 Niles team, 69-39, so a 30-point win at home. Also to add note here, Kaylee Hevlund scored her 1,000th career point for the Lady Cats, so congrats to Kaylee. If you're not familiar with Kaylee, she will also be going to the Alabama Crimson Tide to play softball. And excuse me, I'm saying Kaylee, it's Callie. So yeah, future Alabama Crimson Tide softball player. Eclipse 1,000 points for the Lady Cats. Congratulations to her and the team. And then tomorrow night, they have Vicksburg sitting at 7-2 rolling into town. So that's another tough matchup for the Lady Cats, but I look for them to pull it out. And then we're going to talk a little White Pigeon Lady Chieftains. And they won at home 34-30 against a 0-7 Cassopolis team, which moved their record to 2-5. And then tonight, the 9th, they play at home against Decatur, who is 1-6. So looking over these teams here, we're going to start winding down here. We're going to start heading into districts within the next 2 weeks. Personally, I would like to say keep an eye on Burr Oak, Centerville, Colon, Marcellus Howardsville Christian, TR, Pigeon for the boys. And for the ladies, I'm going to say keep an eye on Centerville, Constantine, Howardsville Christian, Mendon, and TR. Now, some of these guys are going to end up playing each other in district, so it's going to be a process of elimination. But we'll see where it goes. There's some real good talent on all these teams, and we'll see where they end up. And I guess with that, guys, I'm going to close it out for the week. It's been it's going to be a short podcast. It'll probably be shorter podcasts while I'm just doing it. I know you don't want to hear me ramble for an hour at a time. I really don't want to ramble for an hour at a time because I don't think my voice will last. So thank you guys again for listening to me this week. Let me ramble a little bit. Let me talk a little bit. Like I said earlier in the podcast, things are going to be a little bit different right now. I'm going to try and change the format up a little bit, trying to give you the collegiate and professional sports first. So if you want to hear that first, you've got it right in the beginning. And then at the end, we'll cover the high school sports. So if you want to listen to local stuff, you'll want to get to my third segment. And then also with that, like I said, looking forward, we're going to be trying to get some interviews. I've got some special people lined up to come in and just kind of co-host with me. I believe the next time I will be podcasting will be the 23rd, which the following week will be MLB's opening day, which is crazy to say that we're almost that close to April already. So I'll be having an MLB preview in 2 weeks. So stay tuned for that. We'll kind of break down who I think is going to win the divisions, World Series favorites, MVP candidates, Cy Young favorites, maybe rookies of the year, maybe. And we'll go from there. But again, thank you guys so much for listening to me this week, logging in, logging on. If you guys have not yet, please give us a chance and like us on all of our social media platforms. Subscribe to us, rate us on your favorite podcasting streaming sites. That only helps our algorithms, gets us a little further, but out there. And also, if you haven't yet, make sure you take a listen and look at Watershed Voice. Like I said, it's great community-sponsored journalism. Great group of people that work for there, and they really do care about their communities. So if you haven't yet, please check them out also on all of your social media sites. And with that, guys, I think that's going to close it down for me for the week. I hope you all are staying safe. We're getting closer to being done with this virus and these quarantines. So just let's all be patient. Let's all give each other a little love and just be safe out there, guys. Go green.